no one can serve two masters. He will either hate the one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you shall eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds in the sky. They do not sow or reap. They gather nothing into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are not you more important than they? Can any of you, by worrying, add a single moment to your lifespan? Why are you anxious about clothes? Learn from the way the wildflowers grow. They do not work or spin, but I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was clothed like one of them. If God so clothes the grass of the field, which grows today and is thrown into the oven tomorrow, will he not much more provide for you, O you of little faith? So do not worry and say, what are we to eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what are we to wear? All these things the pagans seek. Your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given you besides. Do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Sufficient for a day is its own evil.
This is Medjanomics with a friend of Medjugorje.
This is Medjanomics with a friend of Medjugorje. Tonight's broadcast comes to us from October the 31st, 2017. This is an encounter with a friend of Medjugorje speaking to the BVM Caritas Pilgrimage Group in Medjugorje. Now, when Medjanomics began in 2009, the purpose of it was to help people see the world with the template of the messages. A friend of Medjugorje used the phrase, placing the template of the messages over all world events, politics, economics, family, money, everything that affects us in the world was to be viewed through the perspective and through the bias of the messages. This is how Our Lady formed a friend of Medjugorje and his worldview of how to view these things which are happening in the world around us. And Medjanomics was to help train people, instruct them in a way where they can begin to discern for themselves the events of the world. The purpose of Medjanomics was to help people grow spiritually, but for the purpose of being able to physically make changes in their life. And when we share these broadcasts with you, their purpose is not necessarily just to get you to pray more, but that praying more would result in doing something physically different in your life. And so here is a friend of Medjugorje speaking to us from the village of Medjugorje, October the 31st, 2017.
God don't have a problem with Our Lady. He appointed her mother to Christ. The rosary is scriptural. It's the scriptures you get. What do you think in the Bible is the most quoted worldwide Protestant church, Orthodox, Serbian? What is the most quoted scripture, Old and New Testament, that's quoted every day? The most quoted Bible verse is, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. That's the Bible. Most people, especially pastors, say, you know, for that God gave his only son, etc. It's not that. There is billions of Hail Mary's Bible verse being quoted every day. Now, back up from there and think about this. When you became pregnant as a woman and as a husband, and when you make that announcement, how exciting is that? Why does everybody get so excited? Even me, I still look at all the women when they all tell each other, they all giggling and laughing and jumping, you know, going crazy. You know, it's a cause of such excitement and joy. And you got the angels who were created, and they went through their test, and a third were thrown down to hell. And then you got all these biblical moments and heaven moments. And you got Adam and Eve being created. And then you go thousands of years later, whatever time frame, for the announcement of a woman being pregnant. You think that Gabriel comes to God and says, okay, Gabriel, I want you to go there and tell Mary she's pregnant. You think for this most important thing of the birth of God, that God's going to just say, Gabriel's going to say, well, what did I tell her? I don't know. You come up with something. God told him, God put into his being what to say, the most important announcement we've ever had before Adam and Eve and the creation of the world. It's the most important Bible verse. There's no way he had liberty to say, well, I can say it this way. I got four or five things I'll say. I'll pick up a piece of paper. God ordained the words, hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. How many people could say they're full of grace? Nobody can claim that. If she's full of grace, the Bible doesn't lie. She was without sin. That's how the church concluded through the Bible, that this couldn't be stated in that way unless she was a pure vessel, because if she was with sin and something with not sin, a being who is God, could not be the new wine in an old wineskin because it had burst it. Her womb wouldn't be able to take that purity. She had to be pure. Reason with me, says the Lord in Isaiah. You can reason out everything. That's why it took 1,850 years to come up with dogma that Mary was born without sin, because it's not any way that God could say, and Peter could say in the New Testament, that Christ is the second Adam without having the second Eve. And that what Eve did, she's the turning point to reverse it. So I say this for your Protestant pastors, when they're going to all know Mary. The three secrets it's going to release is going to make everybody in the world, Muslims, agnostics, non-believers, people who are avowed atheists, the most debased person is going to have a clear view of the Virgin Mary. Like, this is the Queen of the South. This is the woman of Revelations in the Bible. And if you back up from Revelations and go back to the chapter 11, the last verse there says, in the heavens, there was a great storm who broke out, and the Ark of the Covenant opened. Next thing, we go around in chapter 12. And remember, this is a continuous writing, so we put the chapters and the verse numbers on it to break it up. So it's going in from that point right in there about this woman with 12 stars about her head who will crush the serpent, which is Genesis 3:15. I don't want to get into the theology of this. What I want to show you is all Protestants are going to come to Our Lady because it's the desire of God, because she's here at the hour before His coming. She was here at the hour before He came the first time. It's logical that she would come and prepare the world for the second time. That's what the messages are. This is just preparing for Jesus. She preceded Him the first time, and she has preceded Him this time. So those things like that, I've always wanted to write this. I just never have time about it because it's real clear, it's easy, and it's logical, and you can't reject it, especially the most quoted Bible verse. It's continuous, 24 hours a day, nonstop. Thousands, tens of thousands of people saying Hail Marys around the world all the time. Another question? The question was, with the 10 secrets, were they friends and people who can't come here or won't come here? Will they be given the grace to convert? Yes. This is what the Bible verse says. The Queen will condemn them, not because Mary's going to condemn any sinner, but her call will do that, because everybody will have opportunity to come to know Jesus for what she's bringing, my son, just like she did with the shepherds. They came through her authority and Joseph's authority. The baby there didn't have any authority in saying you can come or not. They opened that up to him. And she's got authority as the mother of Christ. She was at the foot of the cross. She had authority to be there. And even the Roman soldiers allowed her to be there with John. And so when the secrets are released, Father Pitar, which I've interviewed him about it, we've talked about it, he's the one that's got the parchment, and it's a scroll about that big. She's described it to me. 10 secrets are on it. She can read them, just like I can read this paper. But if you read it, it doesn't say anything, but you see writing on it, but you can't understand it. And the first three secrets are going to be the breaking total power of the devil. And we will see this. Many people in this room likely will see it, at least the first one or two, perhaps the three. That secret, Father Pitar is going to get it. He's going to receive it. And he will be able to read the first secret. He's got to fast for 7 days. He'll be able to read it and announce it 3 days before. This and this and this is about to happen. So he'll foretell it. And there's so many people around the world, when that's released, it's going to go to all the local media. It's going to go to all the local churches, all the local priests, all the bishops. It's going to be everywhere. When the 25th message is given out, there's brush pallets flying it within a few hours in Africa into huts. People out, Africans out in the wild. There's nothing gets out faster than the 25th message, even competing with the news media. Everybody gets this, they pass it to the next person. It has slowed down a little bit, I'd say, with the people in Medjugorje because we've got it now on the internet and it goes out this way. So the avenues are there for this to spread. So 3 days out, you're going to have this thing everywhere. It's going to be ridiculed. It's going to be made fun. It's not going to be able to, the media won't be able to know it. There's going to be so many people calling, so many demanding, so many people part of the media is going to be reporting on it. You know, and it'll probably be mockery. It'll probably have ridicule until it happens the third day. And when it happens, it's going to be so unmistakable that this couldn't have been foretold. So that will bring on a lot of people that know you. Give me the food. Tell me. That's why we tell everybody, have everything Caritas produces. Get 5 of every booklets to have it. You need to have a library about that because people, you're going to be a depository. When we just did our new site, we're talking about downloading the whole site. It's like, 20, 30, 50 reams of paper. But we're going to put them in volumes. With the volumes, it's 18 volumes, like I said, in encyclopedias. So you can have our whole site. Wherever you are, your depository, you have all the information about Medjugorje that's on the site, which is a ton of stuff. And then we'll have all the materials. We recommend people get that because if you're somewhere in some podunk town or you're in Africa or Australia or Alabama or California, wherever you are, you're going to have people coming to you, and there's got to be sources of, and we see a breakdown parallel in that. Things that are funded now, like the NFL, everybody's going to lose their taste for it. The Colosseum crashed because the Romans became Christians, and nobody had a taste for that anymore. You think, well, everybody loves football. But already people are so turned off by it, what is happening. You already see this happening. So there's going to be collapses of the system, and the internet probably will go away. Most likely. It can't be sustained if nobody's using it. We're going to change, I believe, very strongly to a Gregorian way of life because we were ordained by God to work with the soil. Adam was told, by the sweat of your brow you shall eat. It wasn't carpentry. Yes, Jesus was a carpenter. But we are ordained to be close to the soil. And that's why the rural areas are always the most religious, the most Christ-centered people. Alabama's an agrarian state, per se. It's become an industrial state. We don't like that now because of its religiosity and its people has got virtue, I'd say. There's a lot of sinners in Alabama, but everybody's moving there. We don't want that. It's economic-wise, we've got lowest unemployment. It's like 2% unemployment. But I don't like it. Mercedes is there. Honda is there. Toyota is there now. I don't want to see all that because that brings in, the devil actually comes in through that and it changes the state too much. But all these dynamics are going to happen when the secrets are released. And then the second one, everybody's going to pay attention. And then the third one is the sign on the mountain. And so that sign will be something left for all till Jesus comes back. No ornaments can destroy it. Everybody, when they see it, is going to know it's supernatural. And so it's going to be some kind of physical manifestation or image. We don't know. The visionary won't say anything. those are going to be days of great consolation, because the Medjugorje people suffer. You just want to reach people and they just are stoned. They won't do it. That's when they're going to come to you. And that's where, if you got a prayer group, you want to check, call Caritas and say, put me on the list when y'all produce these things, because we're going to have to get a special printing company just to print these things. You want goat skin on it, so it's there for centuries. That's another $100 per book. But we're looking for depositories that will be there. So if you got the means and the money, you want this. If you don't, get with your prayer group, you'll collect the money and have a library for it. Because you don't trust. We know everything on the internet, and a flash can be gone. Just like that. And you're going to say, oh, I can always go there. We're trusting in the wrong things. It's not. The written word is it. I had the choice of television or the written word or both. And I had it. ABC, I brought the owner of ABC here. His wife and him both. He owned ABC News Division, ABC Sports Division, ABC Entertainment. You who are older know ABC was the big guys on the block. 80% of the world's news came out of Manhattan. Tom Murphy on Capital Cities. Tom Murphy, Irish Catholic, bought ABC, turned it into what it turned into. I brought him here in the 80s. His wife was devoted to Fatima. They did a 2020 piece. They contacted me through that because I helped produce it and guide it toward a repositive thing. So they ended up, Tom and Suzanne both come here. And Tom wasn't going to stay here. He was going to stay here and leave Suzanne here, his wife, and then go down to the islands on Greece. And he had two secretaries. I said, listen, I'm going to make two reservations for Tom to stay in Medjugorje, and you make the ones in Greece. She said, I know Mr. Murphy, he's not going to do it. I said, well, I know Medjugorje, and I know what's going to happen. So he gets here. He's just spent the afternoon. And I said, Tom, I want you to go meet Maria. And I go and say, Maria, I said, Maria, this guy, he feeds the world. He controls the world. If he wants an appointment with the Pope, he gets it. With the President, he gets it. This guy, I didn't know. He singularly owned this. It was a public company, but he had total veto power. Chairman on the board. He had that much stock. So I go tell Maria, I said, Maria, this big fish. I says, I need you to talk to this guy. He's going to leave. I want him to stay here. So he comes in, and Maria is incredible. She talks to him and goes through this whole thing. It's 5 minutes. We walk outside. I said, Tom, I says, what do you think? He says, that's all he did. I said, well, I know you got reservations to leave. I said, but I got reservations for you to stay. I said, you want to stay? He says, she's real. I said, you want to stay? He says, I'll stay. Now, that word was huge because George Bush Sr. was doing the Republican convention. The convention was going on. At the end of his 5 days here, he said, if you ever told me that I would be sitting here not having a TV watching the Republican convention that my company is covering, that I'm on my knees in front of that church for 5 days, I'd say, no way. That's how big Medjugorje is, and that's how the secret's going to be. People would say, no way I'm going to do that. That ain't going to happen. He got a grace to be here. And I say this only because I could go to fly to New York, meet with Tom, and get anything I wanted. They were going to give us a whole studio coming out of Bangladesh or someplace like that. They were revamping some stuff. He says, you can have the whole studio. I go in there, Barry Manilow's downstairs. I'm walking up. He's trying to get his career recranked. And all these movie stars and all these, he'd go to California. He could walk up anybody in this room and make him a movie star. He has that much influence. So then our lady starts showing me about television. So I had a choice, the written word or television or both. And I had nobody had what I had. He would give me anything. And our lady, I'm convinced, put me in this position because she had a proposition for me. So I wrote three commercials. They put them up for Emmys through the top producer, Rob Wallace, at 2020. And we collected money for the war effort here. We did like $50 million worth of goods. We shipped whole hospitals over. We were in planes. That's the kind of contact ABC was. Then her lady starts showing, renounce the television. She said that. She started showing that. And I wrote the book, I See Far. And I had to say goodbye to all this. I had everything on my golden platter. And LA put me in position as a nobody to get in these contacts that I had to make a decision for whether she made me understand the message or go the way of the world. Because we did the best documentary ever on Medjugorje called The Last Sign. So I walked away from all this stuff because LA was showing me, I don't want you to have television. You decide. So I See Far as about that whole thing. I never mentioned ABC in it, but I'm just telling you the behind the stories.
This ends the Medjanomics broadcast with a friend of Medjugorje. These broadcasts are available as CDs, which are sent directly to your doorstep on a monthly subscription. For information, contact Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000.